Welcome to Cabot Coverage, the podcast where three sisters and a beloved family friend discuss the crime-solving adventures of mystery novelist Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote. I'm Susanna.
I'm Megan.
I'm Glynis.
And I'm Ashley.
And this week we're discussing Family Secrets, which is episode 2 from season 9 and originally aired on the 27th of September, 1992. Our writer is Robert Hamner, and he's only written 2 episodes of Murder, She Wrote, and the other one he wrote is Bloodlines, which is the one with Mickey Rooney.
Oh.
The real Mickey Rooney.
Not Eugene, whatever.
Not Eugene Roche.
Yeah.
And not that other guy. Dick Van Patten.
Not Dick Van Patten.
That was the wildest.
The side-by-side photos of them.
Okay. Uncanny.
It's okay.
I stand by it.
Family Secrets is set in Cabot Cove. We see Jessica's, one of her favorite students, Randy Sloan, played by Brian McNamara, coming back to visit. He's about to write a book about something. He's an investigative journalist, and he's going to write a book about something that happened in Cabot Cove many years ago. But guess what? The locals don't want the secret told of what happened to Mad Maggie, aka Margaret Babington. So, yeah, we can get into who the audience for this book would be. But so he's investigating, and he is just upsetting people left, right, and center because he's trying to get to the bottom of the story. So the original story is that Margaret Babington and her cousin Emily Weymouth were out with their boyfriends. So Margaret's boyfriend was a guy called Owen. Margaret boyfriend, Owen Cooper.
Margaret Elizabeth boyfriend. It's not even that. I'm so sorry. It's so dumb, but I had to do it.
Margaret boyfriend and her cousin Emily boyfriend. Okay, so Margaret Babington is out with her boyfriend Owen Cooper, and Emily, her cousin Emily Weymouth, is with her boyfriend George Latimer. They're all out on a hunting trip, and back in the day, we know because they tell us wistfully many times that they were thick as thieves, the four of them, until Margaret, you know, had an episode and shot and killed Owen. She then ended up in a sanitarium where she later died, and I guess Emily and George don't really speak of it. So in the current era, Emily Weymouth is played by Phyllis Thaxter. George Latimer is played by Richard Venture, and they're sort of well-to-do people in the town. George is a property developer. Emily is just like a wealthy recluse, basically. And her daughter, Janet Weymouth, played by Caroline Williams, is sort of her only link to the outside world. So Janet is very well-to-do in town, and she's putting together a big fundraiser for the local community center. So she's doing a lot of stuff. George has a son called Neil Latimer, played by David Newsom, who works for him at the company and was dating waitress Sally Bates, played by Deborah Stipe, up until recently because his dad didn't approve of Sally because she wasn't very well to do. So Jessica, along with her friend Dr. Seth Haslett, played by William Wyndham, is finding out a bit about what Randy's going to be writing about. They watch Randy basically get into a lot of scrapes where he's sort of confronting people for information, and then, you know, they're telling him off. He's going to the library where there's librarian Arnold Loomis, played by Charlie Long, who is weird as hell, but apparently not the murderer. So weird. And he and Sally in the morning find Randy's body, and he's been bludgeoned to death in the library. So Sheriff Mort Metzger, played by Ron Masick, and Deputy Andy Broom, played by Lewis Hertham, start investigating. And essentially, I mean, long story short, there's a lot of back and forth here. The secret that Randy had discovered, which I guess was going to be the clincher for his tell-all, I thought it was that Maggie was going to turn out not to have been the one to murder Owen. But no, we see a flashback that George is telling where he witnesses her shoot him in the chest and kill him. But it was because the secret was that Maggie was pregnant and when Owen was trying to break up with her, had a psychotic break, essentially shot him. And she ended up dying in childbirth in the sanitarium where a little girl was born. And Emily Weymouth, to try to, I mean, she says protect the child so that she wouldn't carry the stigma of having a murder for a mother, sets her up for adoption. And that child, as it turns out, is Sally Bates. But the thing is, Sally Bates, by being Margaret Babington's daughter, will inherit all of the Babington fortune. And the Weymouths that have been living off that money would then lose it to Sally. I guess Emily didn't seem to care that much about that, but Janet was very bothered by that and didn't want to lose the lifestyle to which she'd grown accustomed. So she killed Randy to try to keep the secret hidden. But in the end, all that gets out. Sally and Neil get back together because I guess now that she's rich, Neil's like allowed to date her or something. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, what do they say about the dad that like he's had a change of heart or something like that? It's like,
yeah, I bet. Well, and I guess in fairness to the dad, which I mean, we can get into in a minute, but like he did say he liked Sally and he actually kind of seemed like a nice-ish guy. He just, I think once all the stuff had come out, maybe he felt kind of bad about his part in sort of all of this sort of stuff. And I guess at some point he and Emily broke up. We never spoke of that. Like, so she must have married somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And who's Janet's dad? Because Weymouth is Emily's maiden name. Or is it? Maybe it's Babington as well. Weymouth was the dad. Anyways, so just to say, the only fun fact here is that this is Phyllis Thaxter who played Emily, her final TV appearance.
Oh, okay.
So, family secrets. Mad Maggie Babington. Margaret boyfriend. What do we Margaret boyfriend. As I live and breathe, Margaret boyfriend.
I really enjoy, just to kick things off, when Jessica's in the library in the very beginning and it's like very spooky. And then she's like, oh, phew, it's just hunky Randy.
I was scared for a second until like I
thought
knew
it was Arnold or whatever his name is. And she's like, God, it's only Randy.
And she was like, not even telling your favorite teacher that you're back in town.
No.
She's such a flirt. You're a fine friend.
I know. Like, have you ever gone back home and contacted a former teacher?
No. She was his favorite teacher. He did say that, so.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm curious about, like, the ages, because then, like, if he goes back, like, I don't know. I just, yeah, no, I was never prompted to contact a former teacher.
It just, there's, to me, I think there's three Jonathans in this episode.
Okay. Go on.
I think it's the librarian, Randy, and then is it Neil? Is he the...
Wait, Randy, the librarian, and Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But it's not as fun as the Animal Park one.
I mean, no, because Randy, I think Randy has a very set purpose, and he's just trying to talk to people, and they're being obstructive, which is over. It's funny because he said it's the bloodiest killing in Cabot Cove. It's like, that isn't true. We've watched like 10 seasons of the show. People have died way worse ways than getting shot. Like, we just, you know, even in the last episode, it felt more gruesome than this one. But obviously it's sad, this one, because I guess
it is sad. And like, but and it's like a wild thing who the killer is. Like, that's kind of rough.
Yeah. She shoots him. I mean, you're just waiting the whole time for it to be something where someone's in the bushes and they shot Owen and she thought she'd shot him. And no, she blasted him straight in the chest. Like,
It's kind of pretty grim.
I kind of preferred the accident piece, the story that, and like, I understand them being slightly protective too of her.
Well, I did like, I guess that makes you like the dad a bit more, George, where he's like, I was trying to protect her. So I said it was an accident because by that point it didn't really make any difference. You know, she wasn't coming back. So it's like a kindness to, you know, it's sad.
I also laughed, like, Randy keeps saying stuff throughout this episode where he's like, it's gonna shake this town right to the ground.
Oh my god, like, I know.
He also says, that suits me right down to the ground. You're like, Randy, settle down.
Yeah, I mean, the whistle he's blowing isn't like groundbreaking. It's just this poor sick woman, you know, and then her daughter is.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to help Sally, who wants nothing to do with him.
And it sounds like everyone sort of already knew that that was the truth.
I guess the only person that sort of has lost out here is Sally, because she's poor, and this will mean she's not poor. But I mean, there's a couple things. One is like, yeah, Cabot Cove, like, it's like a salacious story for Cabot Cove or whatever, but it's like, is this like a good story? Right. Is this like a story you would write a whole book about? It's like, yeah, it doesn't feel, there's no real malice to it. It's like, she just, it's a sad thing that happened and shouldn't have happened and all this sort of stuff. But it's like, nobody, I don't know. I don't know if like someone across the country is going to be like desperate to get their hands on like this, like the true story of Maggie.
Yeah, I know. And it's just all a little strange. I don't know. And then they're like, oh, Neil could date like women in this girl. There's lots of girls in this town and from the right families. It's like, are there?
There's, well, like, yeah. And he didn't want to get frostbite from Emily.
So mean. Yeah,
I did like that line.
I thought that was great. Yeah, it was like weird. Like, I felt like the angle that Randy was going for was like outing like rich people scandal, mm-hmm. right? Like the hoity-toities and like all of that. But the thing he's unearthing is actually just sad across the board. It's not like a huge scandal. No. Where like rich people are using their wealth to like protect someone's reputation.
Right.
I mean, you could argue that Emily should have given some provision to Sally, but it sounds like Sally had an okay, you know, she had a family that adopted her, that liked her, and, you know, she wasn't well off, but she seemed like fairly happy and driven.
Yeah, she liked her family and... Yeah.
But Randy got his happy ending, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. I love when she said that. Dark. I was like, well, technically, Randy didn't because he got murdered. So I think.
Honestly, that made me laugh out loud. Which is like, you know, the thing I always told Randy was that, like, you got to end on like a happy note or whatever the exact line was.
The best stories all have happy endings.
Yeah,
I think that's what we achieved.
Is that the best that we could come up with here? Also, I don't think Jessica was sad enough that her favorite student had died. Like, she was like, oh my god, it's awful though, right, guys? You're also, like, Jessica.
Randy was kind of a tool. Like, that's why I think he and the rest of them are all Jonathans. I don't really know what to do about the librarian. It's hard to...
That's an odd guy. Something else there.
I thought that was Gary Valentine, like, with really big glasses.
Gary Valentine. Listen,
I went home alone, as usual. And he just was like, I don't know.
He's a sad. He's a sad sack. It was tough.
It was tough.
You're right, Megan. It was all pretty tough. I mean, this is not one I have seen this episode before because I remember Sally, but I remember almost nothing else about it. Like, truly.
That makes me feel better because I felt the same way. I was like, well, I know I've seen this. Like, I remembered Randy.
Who can forget Randy?
But oh, God, that hair.
It didn't really like jump out to me.
No, it's not like, I think there's a couple of things we could have done to punch up the script a little bit. First of all, I think you make the murder more salacious and you have it be something that's like an actual secret that people would care about, not just something where ostensibly nobody's actually gotten hurt. I mean, apart from the murder bit, but it's like, in terms of the secret, the secret is they tried to kind of make this woman's like indignity slightly less than it already was, and the baby ended up somewhere safe and it was all right. But it's like, you make it more scandalous. You make it so that someone found out that they'd swapped partners, that George mm-hmm. had had an affair with Margaret's boyfriend and or something. And then I also think you need to add a little bit of more drama with mm-hmm. romantic drama with Sally and Randy. So Randy wasn't interested in Sally. We'll get into why Sally thought Randy was interested in misinterpreted his very probing personal questions for romantic interest. But it would have been nice to have that be a little bit of a love triangle or something to kind of like...
Wait, he wasn't interested in her at all?
No, he just wanted her background details to find out if she was Margaret Babington's daughter.
Did they date before?
No. She was like, he keeps asking me out and like asking to see like my orphanage records. And I was like, oh yeah, classic. That old chestnut, right?
But I thought they dated before. Maybe I like totally missed that.
No, so Neil and her were like on again, off again. Okay. But she liked Neil, and I guess Neil seemed like ostensibly kind of a nice guy. Randy went out of his way to say, Neil, we hate each other, but I never really understood why that was.
Yep. Okay.
This wasn't like the sins of Castle Cove, where it was actually outing people's naughty behavior. This is just like,
which was fun. That was kind of fun. Like a fun, like if they had thrown in like a hairdressing, like a salon scene,
that's what they needed.
Added a little levity, but sometimes the episodes in the 90s, they just go dark and then they just stay dark and you're like, ah, bummer.
Yeah, you're right.
One light point in this episode,
ooh,
which
go on.
Was a real surprise, was the... Oh. the doctor at the sanitarium.
Hunk.
A real hunk.
Lynette and I were like, what?
I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And he was a big fan of Jessica. Yeah. He like was raving really was. About her. And then he's like, yeah, what information do you need?
You're like, I'll tell you anything.
He was really cute.
Yeah,
he was cute.
And he was like, yeah, sure. Died during childbirth. He like this
childbirth. Yeah. He's like, everything.
I don't need any credentials or anything like that to prove that you should have this information about this deceased patient.
That's when I love like the show is like she's just like, hey, it's me, Jessica. Everyone's like, yeah, okay, what do you want?
Yeah. That's like, Glynis, what was the horror movie called we watched where she goes back to the 80s to try to save her mother?
Oh, Totally Killer.
Totally Killer.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The bit where she goes to the high school to like get information about one of the addresses of the students. She's like, I know you probably can't give me this information, but like, is there any way? And she just hands her the address and she's like, God, the 80s is so messed up.
I like that movie. I thought it was cute.
I did too.
So yeah, I know this one just doesn't like, yeah, other than that doctor, honestly, I'm looking at my notes. I realized I forgot to take notes after he died. So
oh my God, that's like, well, he did die. I was like, I think Randy's gonna get it, which is a real shame. But I'm not trying to victim blame, but he was walking around with a very heavy paperweight. Like, why was that there?
Oh, that was my other question. Is he was like, well, he brought it himself. He always brings it. And I'm like, who walks around with a paperweight?
Like a giant, like, anchor paperweight.
Yeah, and, like, it looked like a pawn piece. Like, I couldn't figure out what it was. It looked like a pawn from a chess set, but then they enlarged it and made it out of solid brass.
I mean, it looked so heavy.
Like a door stopper.
It was just... And we didn't get to know that Emily enough. Like, we only met her twice
and she was weird and reclusive, and then she was like, didn't have milk because she never left the house unless the daughter brought her the milk. I was like, oh, I didn't realize like she literally never leaves the house. Like, this is like, he's very sad and she's totally traumatized. And then the, like, what's his name, threatens like Randy with powerful enemies. And it's like, is he just talking about himself and Emily? Because like, right. I think Randy's going to be fine.
Like, yeah.
Also, this is just Cabot Cove. Like,
no, Randy is way know. Too worked up for like, it's a very sad, the historical murder is not that Randy's murder is not sad. It is, but like the historical murder is really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, why would you break up with someone on a hunting trip while they're holding a gun?
You're right. This is Owen's fault.
I sort of got the assumption that like he'd already broken up with her. And then she wanted to talk about it then and there.
Also, they said that he broke, George said he broke up, or Emily said he broke up with her because she had gotten pregnant. It's like, oh, so that's not good. That's Owen did that. Oh, so Owen, then like, so it's like, well, it's all kind of bad. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, I liked Randy's like over the topness, and I thought they were going to do more with the odd librarian, but just like he didn't really bring enough.
Like, what was,
yeah,
what was something the to kind of hang your hat on here? It's like, first I thought it was Janet Weymouth with her easy breezy, like rich girl vibes, which I loved. I was like, what is this girl doing living next to like the gas station in Cabot Cove? Like, surely
the apartment in town.
Her apartment. Oh,
yeah. But it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, but at first I was like, oh, I like Janet.
Oh.
And I thought I think Janet should have been more vampy. So I think she should have gone around trying to hit on people more, because I would have liked that better for her.
Mm. Wait, and you said this is the same guy that wrote Bloodlines?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, it kind of reminds me of that girl who like was rich and didn't know what to do with not being.
Oh, yes. Oh, so then she just murdered him?
Yeah.
So this is the same killing. It's just like,
is, but not a historical one. And she didn't beat Mickey Rooney to death.
But she did beat another man to death.
Yeah.
Over, I mean, it wasn't Mickey Rooney, but if you ask Glennis, it might have been. But he was a little young. But but it's like, this writer clearly has a real issue with rich girls.
Yes.
Oh my God. They hang out to their money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was. Yes, because it makes me feel better that you also like remembered not much from this episode.
I mean, I remember the waitress, and that is sort of it. And then it's like, I remember because she's sort of like plucky, and Jessica loves that in a young lady.
She has two jobs, and she's going to school. She's like, yeah.
Working lady.
And she's not afraid to be a little self-deprecating. She's like, I'm gonna be the oldest sophomore in the state. Jessica's like, I think it's terrific. And you're like, so you like Sally. And then also like, but you're like, Sally, don't be such a dummy. Of course he's not trying to ask you out,
right?
Like, it's so clear it's not like that. Like, because he's like, I need to talk to you. It's like, if someone's like trying to ask you out, they're not going like, it's very important that we speak to each other. It's like,
Like, stop flirting with me.
I think I like got confused, and I thought this was one of those ones where they like had been together, and then he left town and ditched her, and so I just like rolled with that and didn't really like. And so I was like, well, of course she doesn't want to talk to him. He's like being weird and in her face. But
he's like, do you have any photos of the orphanage you grew up in? What's your social security number? Like, do you have any records of who dropped you off at the orphanage? Okay. Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I'm taken.
Like, either way, it's weird.
It's like, he's hashtag obsessed.
Oh God. It's like, just can you take no, please? Because I am not interested. He's like, I'm not interested in you romantically. Like, I just need information from you. And I'm trying to ensure you inherit a fortune.
Right.
I know, but just say that then. I guess he's worried they're all going to come after him. And someone did, but.
Well, the thing is, he needs to know before he tells her. So he's trying to get the information from her. But she's like, because she thinks he's asking her out, she won't make any time for it. It's very funny. If you rewatch it, I think it was like, very funny. Very, very funny.
And then he dies.
And then he dies. And then
you're just a huge Randy apologist, Susanna.
Well, it's just like everything he does, it's to me, there's nothing about it that, like, we know what Cabot Cove guys are like when they're trying to kind of encroach on some woman. It's like not anything like what this is. And also, he's asked her to meet him at like 9 a.m. at the library.
That's true.
She's like, I finally agreed to meet up with him. Like, I'm so sick of this. Like, so I'm going to finally come and see him. But also, like, he was cute. Like, did she not want to go out with him at all?
Yeah.
I know. Randy was way cuter than Neil.
Way cuter. And he had fun hair.
Also, Randy, I feel like, was in some show in the 90s where I was like, whoa. Hello.
What's his name?
I don't know. I have to look it up now. And I am curious about, like, aging.
Brian McNamara. Hold on. 2 seconds. Let me. Yeah, we'll go through the beats in 2 seconds.
I didn't recognize any of the titles he was on. Oh, wait. He was on like a million episodes of Army Wives. That's what I was thinking of.
It's terrific. Oh, what's this? This is a photo.
Mercy Point.
Okay, good.
Oh, he was on 3 episodes of Savannah, which I did watch.
13 episodes of Pigsty.
Yeah. I was like, and a show called The Nut House.
He is in Short Circuit.
Okay.
And the Betty Ford story.
This is one of those guys. Oh, he was in Arachnophobia. Could have been that.
He's in Manhattan, Arizona.
1990.
Guys, he was in an episode of The Profiler.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Arachnophobia.
Oh, he's in 3 Murder, She Wrote. Oh, he's in the list of Yuri Lemontov. This one. And Big Easy Murder. So we've only seen one of his bops.
Is he a Disney guy? No.
No, he was in an episode of Early Edition.
He was in all the hits. There we go.
I want to know what Pigsty is about.
Did you already say Nut House as Charles Nut III?
We did, but I need to, like, we need to know more, obviously.
What's Mystery Date? It's with Ethan Hawke.
Oh. Did you already say Arachnophobia?
Yeah. He was in an episode of Ned and Stacy too.
I loved that show.
Me I have too. A Ned and Stacy coffee cup.
Also, guys, not to go back to this, but like half the cast of Pigsty have been on Murder, She Wrote.
Pigsty?
The girl, one woman was the woman that gets murdered in the Neil Patrick Harris episode. And the other one guy is in A Christmas Secret. A favorite of ours.
Okay, we've veered off into another direction.
I'm so sorry.
We've lost Glynis once again.
Glynis,
we're back.
Sorry. She wants
such a good sport.
From the Nut House.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm all about the Nut House.
She's like, N-U-T-T, give me that.
Never. You know, I assumed you guys were talking about The Pretender, and
how dare. And he was in The Profiler, not The Pretender. Okay. It's a different show.
Come on. I'm just making a classic goof.
Did you like the bit where Seth stole the pie?
Oh, so good.
Is that the best thing that happened in this episode?
Yeah. Was that my favorite moment? Who knows? But it might be.
We don't know. We'll never know.
I think it is. I also like Randy having a binder of his own. Or who has it? No, he has it.
No, he has it.
He has his own, like, scrapbook.
I mean, also, the fact that he was like, oh my God, how do you even write a book? I'm researching so much detail. I was like, what detail? what scene setting do we need to do here?
He's like, why didn't you tell me writing a book was this tough?
Yeah, I thought they were best friends.
Do you remember that nonfiction book, The Devil in the White City?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but not really.
It's really great, but there's this bit in it where the guy that's designing the World's Fair, they have these big dinners, and every dinner the author lists everything they ate, and it's like these really elaborate menus of everything, and that's what I'm like, that's kind of the level of detail you would get from like a sort of like narrative nonfiction book like that. So I'm imagining that's what Randy's like having to pull together, like Margaret Babington loved peaches.
Yeah, now I want an excerpt from the book. Because, like, maybe an article, not a whole
right.
book.
It's a whole book. If this is at most like a lunchtime read.
Yeah. I mean, like a Vanity Fair expose.
That's exactly what I was thinking, at most.
Yes.
And again, would anybody outside of Cabot Cove care about this, like in the nicest possible way?
No, and that's why it should have been like the other book, where it should have been he should have published a fictionalized retelling, and mm-hmm. then everyone's on his case about.
Yes.
And then she finds out she's the daughter that was in the fictional story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is good. It's like, Jessica, I think this is about me.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
This is all better stuff. Listen, here's the thing. They can't all be winners. Mm-hmm. And we have, I think, maybe in the run-up to Christmas, we had done a few duds. Before Flappy,
by the run-up to Christmas, do you mean October?
Yeah. I mean August, yeah.
I mean
it was a while ago. Actually, I think Nest of Vipers is quite fun. And
yes.
It's
a dog's life.
It's a dog's life spree is good. These are good, those are good episodes. But you know, listen, we gotta sprinkle in a couple of it's not bad, it's just boring, like nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then Randy dies, and R.I.P. you're like, it's definitely the librarian, and that's the greatest shock in the whole episode. It's
like, yeah, I mean, spoiler, that was my guess.
His name was Loomis. Anytime someone is called Loomis, it's like, is that a Halloween reference? Like, when it was
when it was the lady, I was like, oh, I honestly forgot about her character, like, so completely.
Yeah, like, she's hardly in it. Like, it couldn't quite meld together very well, but it, also, was Randy wronged at some point in Cabot Cove?
No.
Like, it didn't seem like it. And then...
No, and that's another take they could have had. Like, something.
Because that's what Sybil's thing was that she felt like she'd been mistreated by the biddies of Cabot Cove.
Yes, exactly. Like, they were mean to her grandma, right, or something?
No,
right?
they had forced her, because she was, when her grandma died, she wasn't 18, so the lady had put her into the foster care system, even though that wouldn't have been her choice necessarily to do that, but it's like, you know, she blamed her for that.
Yeah.
And this guy just hates little rich girls, like, even though they look fabulous, they are murderous at heart.
Yeah, he's got a thing about that. They like don't know how to survive life if they're not rich. That's like all they have.
All they have is the wealth, and they will bean you over the head in a heartbeat. That's the other thing. So you don't leave a heavy paperweight within reach. Also, she didn't just hit him over the head. She was like beating him up. Yeah. She karate chopped both of his shoulders at the same time.
I tried to get pictures of the fight scene. It was very extended, but she's like really coming at him.
Anyhow. They're like, Janet, I mean, Caroline, calm down. Okay.
Yeah.
Episode beats. Thunder weather, no. Secret drawers, closet hiding. We have a little library hiding from Randy's an old sneak. Are you hiding from me, Andy?
Oh my God, you're right. That's totally what it reminds me. Yeah, like, okay, sorry, just... You're going to meet up with your teacher. Like, I can't wait for Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. But not only are you going to do that, you're going to sneak up on them.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem appropriate.
Poisoning, bludgeoning. Randy was bludgeoned with his own
colossal paperweight, which poor man.
Delete this. I thought you were going to say colostomy bag.
Phone wire cut. Emily has a secret phone call with, I guess, George. I mean, it's like, okay. I would love to know why they broke up.
Yeah, maybe they couldn't withstand the...
But it would have been nice to have that be the these days where he's like, I always loved her. And then we just never could make it work because, but they didn't even do any of that.
Right.
Would have been two lines.
Anyways. Right. Because otherwise Neil and what's her face would have been related. And that would have been.
No. Because Sally was only related to Margaret and not George.
Oh, I meant like, what was the rich murderer girl?
Margaret Babington.
No, the girl that Emily? Killed Randy. Emily. No, Lydia. Wait.
Emily.
So right? Janet Weymouth killed Randy. Yeah, Janet, so Janet is Emily's
and
daughter.
Neil would have been brother and sister if George and Emily had stayed together.
I guess they would have never been born.
Oh.
Because they weren't blood related to each other. So they would have been step-siblings. Potentially.
Yeah.
Phone wire cut, Emily's, Tired Tech, we have a white laptop that Jessica's on at the beginning. Real chunky number.
Wait, no, I also wrote down, microfilm.
Mm-hmm.
Microfilm. Oh, Glynis, that's good.
We love it. Yeah, when that helpful doctor is like, let me just grab, this will take me 2 minutes. We just transferred it all. First of all, microfilm's kind of hard to get through. Although I love any movie or TV show that takes place in, let's say, the 80s, and they have to go find something on microfilm, and it like there's a montage of them in the library.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a dream to be in a library on one of the microfiche readers, and you're like doing the tourney thing to get it to move up, and it's like, God, I love it. That's And you get to wear like big old glasses because you're like doing a lot of investigation. You're like, a car crash?
Yeah.
But that was the day before.
You can't quite make out the photo. And then you get it printed and you're like, oh my God. Look who's in the background.
The dream. Classic.
She's shaking no. Bro code violation. I mean, Sally thinks Randy's trying to encroach on Neil's territory, but Randy's like, I am not interested in you. Like, I just need your birth certificate. window peep. Did anybody have a window peep? No. Okay, that's fine.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, a lot of, like, scenes of Emily, like, staring into the void.
Yeah.
But, like, not peeping, I guess.
And a lot of creeping around the library at night.
Yeah,
but like the point of view of the peeper.
And that peeper was Arnold, just to be clear. fake name ID, Sally was Margaret's daughter. Mm-hmm. Drinking game, I think Margaret Babington. Or Babington.
Or Mad Maggie.
I'd agree.
I just think they said Babington a lot. And a lot. Fuzz/cop quirk, it's more, and the cop's chemistry doesn't apply because it's more. Room Raiders, Neil's room.
Neil tosses. I don't like that you assume that. It could happen.
Mort loves Adela.
Okay. Yeah,
He's not even going to engage. He's a professional. He doesn't flirt with Jessica. They're just like great pals. And.
You're right.
It's like, I stand down, okay?
Sorry.
I won't hear you bad-mouthing more. Okay. Room Raiders, Neil tosses Randy's room.
Oh, right.
Which was quite a job he'd done of making such a big mess in there. Businessy business, investigative journalism. Writing books. I Heart Hartley, no. Okay, age ain't nothing but a number.
Okay, I'm excited for this.
Okay. Andy Broom was 36. Mort Metzger was 56. And Seth Hazlitt was 69. George Latimer was 69. Emily Weymouth was 73. Arnold Loomis was 37. Okay, so now the kids. Randy Sloan was 32.
Neil Latimer was 30, Sally Bates was 30, and Janet Weymouth was 35. So,
all about. They still all seem a little older.
They're meant to be 28. So Janet says it's been 10 years since high school, so they're meant to be 28. So they're all a little bit older than that.
Yeah.
So Emily, wait.
So Emily is 38 years older than her daughter.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
I know what you mean. When I watched it too, I was like,
but if this she feels was 28, she would have been 45. Not that that's not a big deal, but
yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, and George Latimer was, yeah, nearly 40 years older than his son, but maybe, I don't know. They were all clearly a little traumatized by what had happened. Okay, so Jonathan Scale, you think it's
all three.
She has a list that's like a mile long.
Randy, yeah. Neil, and Arnold.
Randy, Neil, and Arnold.
I don't know about Arnold. I think he's just a weirdo.
Yeah. He's weird. These days. No?
Well, I guess all the people in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
People in the woods.
I don't think that counts if you shoot someone in the chest. I don't think it's in these days.
I'm learning. Look, it's been a while since we recorded.
I'm not a medical doctor, but I don't think it counts.
Okay, I lost the plot on this one.
That's okay. I lost it.
The deep feet, no glamour shots, no.
We do have flashbacks, but no.
No.
Little feet.
Yeah.
No, just a murder.
I mean, like a violent murder.
Gruesome.
It was pretty gruesome. And she looks all like put together and like she just like
bashing the hell out of him. And like the blood.
Oh, I thought you meant the original murder.
Oh,
that's how I meant gruesome. The original murder. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the second murder too, Glynis.
Like that. I don't know what happened. She's got this paperweight. She's just like, goosh, goosh.
When they showed Randy's body in the library, Glynis was like, ooh.
I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
All the books. Smooches, we have a hug between Sally and Neil at the end. Bloody hands, we do see that bloody head for an extended period of time.
Oh, my God. It was so, yeah.
Yeah.
Familial ties. This is an old student from Cabot Cove. Function. He's maybe low on love, high on finances because he's got money coming in with his book deal. Ice close head shake. No, she's just an I told you so at the end.
She's sad.
Yeah. And also Jessica like doesn't care. She's like, what else? She's like, I'm going to miss Randy, I suppose. Okay. Segments, fave outfit, worst outfit. Ashley, what do you think?
My fave outfit was Jessica's denim button up over her plaid shirt. I thought it was like a double layer, like double collar situation. I like that. Worst outfit was Janet's mock turtleneck blouse with the green paisley design thing.
Okay.
Too much.
Megan, what about you?
I really liked Margaret Babington's turtleneck with vest.
Hmm.
And we only
caught it briefly,
yeah.
I think maybe worst would be Arnold's hair.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not great. Glynis, what do you think?
So favorite outfit was Jessica's red jacket with her bugle brooch. And then worst, I didn't really like any of Janet's outfits, to be honest.
Okay, that's where you and I are going to disagree. Because all of my best fave outfits were all of Janet's outfits. I thought she looked rich and I loved her hair. And I liked Sally's non-work clothes. She had a nice like sweater, like what I would wear now, sweater that she wore into the library that I thought was quite smart. And my worst outfit was JB's patchwork sweater. I normally like her sweaters.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, shocked.
I'm really shocked to hear that, Susanna.
So I normally love them. But this one, the way the stitching was on her shoulder, it looked like a set of teeth.
like a weird set of teeth. And I didn't, once I saw it, I was like, I don't like that anymore. So I didn't like it. Biggest hunk. Glynis, what do you think? Biggest hunk?
Well, Bailey, the doctor.
Oh, I was like, who's that? Okay.
Yes, and yes, I looked him up, and yes, I know what his name, his character name was.
Megan, what do you think?
Yes, he was cute. I thank you for reminding me, Glynis. I forgot about him. But Sally is very cute.
Ashley, who's your biggest hunk?
Sally.
So my biggest hunks was a tie between Randy and Sally.
Mine was too, but I thought we were only going with one. So
I know it's a cheat.
No, Randy was really cute too.
Thought they'd be cute together, but he died.
They would have been cute together.
And she was in love with Neil.
Okay. JB Burns. Megan, do you have any JB Burns?
No, my Burns, I think, were all from Randy, just like threatening to burn the town to the ground or like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Ashley?
Just the one that I mentioned earlier with Neil saying he's never been a big fan of frostbite.
I like that.
Yeah.
Glynis?
We must all need to live with disappointment. I can't remember who said that and what the context was. And then Neil follows Sally into the kitchen. Like, he just like follows her into the kitchen where she's working. And she goes, sorry, Neil, I'm all talked out. And I like that.
Yes, Emily says we must all learn to live with disappointment. To
Emily's
her daughter.
Just tons of fun.
She's a blast. She's like, I haven't left the house in 40 years. You're like, okay. Great stuff. And yeah, I had that. I had that one. The only one, the other one I had was Jessica says to Mort, yes, that's an obvious assumption about something he says, which I thought was funny. All right, fave guest star. Sorry, I can't remember who we did last time. Megan, do you have a fave guest star?
No. I'm just kidding. I guess Randy.
Randy, okay. Glynis?
Yeah, I'll go with Randy.
Ashley?
Yeah, Randy. I think Janet's a close second, but yeah, Randy.
I put Randy down too. Okay, Glynis's guess. Who did you guess, Glynis?
Oh, I already said I guess the librarian.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, Arthur. Okay. Yeah. That's wrong.
I was wrong. Yeah.
Okay. What do we think Glynis gave Family Secrets?
A three? Four?
Okay, a four. Okay. Ashley?
That's my guess.
Five.
Glynis, what'd you give Family Secrets?
Yeah, I was honestly in between a four and a five.
Okay, 4.5 it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a favorite moment?
Not really.
The doctor, maybe?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, yeah, fine. Yeah.
Okay. Ashley, what about you after that rave review?
I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just so sad. And also, it seemed tough. Like, I couldn't get invested. And Randy turning down $300,000 seemed wild to me. I was like, sir, this story is not that great.
Mm-hmm. No.
And you can just tell Sally on the side what the deal is.
Give her the
He was like, there's not enough money.
Yeah, but like, like, pious, or I don't know what the right word would be.
Yeah.
And my favorite moment is just Seth trying to grab another bite of pie.
Okay.
Because yeah. I identify with that.
Megan, what about you?
I'm going to give it a 6 also. It's like, I don't hate this episode. It is just kind of sad, and I'm not really like sure who I'm rooting for exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite moment, I think when he like scares her in the library.
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't be angry with me. I'm going to give this one a 3, I think.
Oh, Susanna.
Coming in real hot.
I know. Wow.
I'm not trying. Listen, I think this is the worst thing that it, which is, it's boring.
Yeah.
I think it's really boring. Yeah. And I don't think that there's much that you can do about it, really.
Yeah.
That's where we are with Family Secrets.
Susanna loved it.
I loved it. Sorry, I can't remember if I said my favorite one was also Seth stealing the pie.
Yeah.
Loved it. And I thought that was the only interesting thing that happened. And yeah. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to add about Family Secrets? No. Okay. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And we hope you listen again next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.